I believe the power, as I said, is in the peer pressure. Yep. It's you being accountable to somebody else and you having to look at somebody in the eye, do this in person, yep, and say, I didn't do that one. Yep. There is something about our human beings being that tribal, yeah, social animals that we feel a responsibility to each other to follow through on our word.
Yep.
You said you were going to do this and you didn't. Particularly if you know that there's gonna be a conversation about it afterwards, it creates a lot of accountability along the way.
We are here because we know the outcomes in our lives are within our control. That taking absolute ownership of how we eat, sleep, train, think, and connect with each other is how we'll optimize our health and happiness. That chasing excellence is how we grab hold of what is possible. Our mission is to live on the run, always chasing, never stop. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Chasing Excellence. As always, I'm here with Ben. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks, Pat.
Today we are going to discuss something that I think about a lot and something that we've certainly talked about and touched on here. We'll try to do kind of a different angle of it today. And that's going to be productivity or accountability or something in you know, that world or that realm. And I wanted to talk to you about it because I was joking before we started recording, but I've spent many hours in the last week sort of retooling, let's just call it my own sort of systems for being productive and being effective. I found myself kind of feeling like I was getting underwater and like I wasn't, not that I wasn't being productive, but it felt like I was, you know, it's like the analogy I was thinking about in my head before I started like taking a step back and rethinking about it is like, there's what everybody else is like living paycheck to paycheck, right? Where it's, yep, like this cycle, this sort of like just this circle of like, oh, back to the beginning. Survive. And then, yeah, exactly. And it felt like so many of my days were kind of the whatever the work version of living paycheck to paycheck was, where it felt like I was just like, I got everything I was supposed to get done, but nothing more. And then the next day would start over, mm-hmm, and it'd be like, oh God, I'm, you know, so it was like every morning was another mountain I had to climb. And it felt like part of that was just like the systems I had put into place had been like band-aided together and hadn't really evolved as much as they could have. So I took, you know, six steps back and I tried to really think about like a higher level systems and what is working and what's not working, what could be better. And so I wanted to present, mm-hmm, this conversation to you because we've talked about it a lot. We've talked about your own systems and the things you've done to make sure that you keep your higher level thinking in mind as you go through a day, whether it's something as simple as like you make sure you call your mom once a week, right? It can be really easy to forget those kinds of things, even though we can both say that that's really important. And yet we can go a month without calling our parents or something. And so I've been thinking about that. And there was a listener question that kind of a little bit is in the same vein, which is like, I have all of these goals. I have all these, like, I know I want to be healthier, say, or I know I want to start a business or whatever. And I think a lot of folks, occasionally myself included, can have these lofty ideas and these lofty goals, but struggle to figure out, like, what does that mean for today? Well, how does that help me dictate, yeah, what I should be doing today or tomorrow, or this week or this month? And so I wanted to just present this to you and just see what your thinking is on this today versus maybe what we've, you know, when we've talked about it previously. Do you feel like you have a system of accountability that allows you to be effective on a regular basis? Or do you feel like that's a challenge that even you're struggling with sometimes? Well, the answer could be both.
The answer for everyone is going to be, yeah, yes to both of those. Well, not to both of them, but everyone's going to struggle at some level. And some people might have taken the time to implement some systems, yeah, or some, practices that help them through those things when they do struggle. Where I would start is with like the kudos to you for allowing yourself the time and the space to take those steps back.
Yeah.
Here's what happens to most people. I think there's a couple things. The first one is they don't recognize that what they're doing is just putting out the urgencies, the fires of the urgency.
Yep.
So they put out a fire, and when they do, another one's gonna pop up, and put that one out, another one pops up. And sometimes you put one out and three,
yeah,
pop former up.
Yeah.
What we need to do is like take a step back or two or three to figure out how to stop the fires from starting. The other side of that is it becomes habitual. It's just you're a slave to your habits, and it's the way you've done it forever, to the point where even if those fires aren't popping up, you kind of become addicted to them and you create them. So this happens to a lot of entrepreneurs as they start to mature their businesses, and their roles in the immediacy of the moment and the day start to diminish.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the rush and the adrenaline and the I'm a person that gets things done because they're working on such high level things. Now it's about leadership and managerial stuff and structural things. And, you know, maybe working on big level partnerships or working on problems that might take years to solve instead of like minutes or hours.
Yep.
All of a sudden it's, you start to think like, well, I'm not getting anything done.
Right.
So what happens is you become addicted to that. It becomes who you are, and you strive to cut back to that. And it, the saying is, being put out to pasture, where, these C-level people or entrepreneurs that finally
C-level, the letter C,
the letter C,
corporate
C-suite.
What
stands for the executive level. So
sure. I just want to make sure people didn't think like C-level, like
C-level, the ocean. Yeah. No, like chief operating officer, COO.
Chief, that's probably what it stands
for. Chief marketing officer, CMO, CFO, those type of things. As those people start to work on higher level problems and they're not working on the immediacy things.
Yeah.
They are essentially being put out to pasture, which means like go work on the higher level stuff, but you don't get to be in the nitty gritty of the day to day. It's hard for that. So then what you need to do is the second thing, what you were talking about. So that's the first one is like that habits and allowing yourself to kind of pop up to 10,000 feet and look around and say, whoa, maybe I could be more productive, and being more productive might allow me to do these things. You basically need to create that space.
Mm-hmm.
The next side of that is the accountability, which you mentioned, which is you have all these ideas, but ideas are not the issue. It's never a shortage of ideas. It's a shortage of execution. What we needed to do is act on those ideas. And even more importantly, decide which ideas to act upon and then hold yourself or hold each other accountable to those decisions, those decided actions that you're going to take. What ends up happening is people go like, I want to get in shape. I want to start a business. I want to write a book. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run a marathon. I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm going to spend more time with my family. And there's no level of accountability. So these great ideas just get washed to the wayside because more fires, and more urgency. And people are so focused on putting these things out that they can't work on these great, big, high-level ideas, even though they know they're the ones that are going to move the needle for their business or personal lives the most. So what we need to do is create a system of accountability to make sure those things happen.
Mm-hmm. So where do you begin? Do you begin with the higher-level ideas and then ask yourself a series of questions to figure out to figure out that day-to-day or what that might look like? Or
I think you need to start with like the real, like super high level, like truly like the why behind this. I want to get in shape. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you want to look better? Like you have to answer that question. You can't leave it at that. Because what happens is if it doesn't hurt enough, you're not going to do it. You have to figure out what it is you're trying to solve. Like how important is this to you? If it's something like, I need to get in shape because if I don't, I need to change my lifestyle because if I don't, the doctor said I'm going to die in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a pretty big why. Most people in that situation change what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't change is that when they go like, I'd like to be in better shape. Why?
I'm supposed to.
Yeah. Like, maybe it'll help me feel better.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I have more confidence on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like things like that. You know, I think it'd be like, you know, I'd like to, like it's not a big enough why.
Yep.
So then when the cookies are being passed around or it's 6 a.m. and your alarm clock goes off and it's time to go to the gym, your why isn't big enough. You have to start with the really big thing. Now, I know it's where people start to tune out because it's the big high level stuff. And it's like pass. Let's give me the tactical, real mechanical things that I can do today. Yep. Which boxes can I check? If you're starting a business and the why isn't big enough, you're not going to be nearly as successful if you have the big why, right? If you are starting a business to try to solve hunger in a certain country in Africa, and you're incredibly passionate about that, you'll go through a lot to make sure that happens. Yep. If you're starting Google and your mission is to organize the world's information, like, that is so cool, and they're so passionate about that, that they're going to be able to withstand some struggle and some adversity along the way. And they're going to be excited about holding people, each other accountable, mm-hmm. to find that means. Mm-hmm. So then you really do have to start with that big, big, why are you doing this? And then from there, you need to get specific. Mm-hmm. So it is truly like get in shape. Like, okay, what's that mean to you? Well, it's like, I need to get off this medication. Like, because if I don't, dot, 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 I need to lose 100 pounds, dot, dot, dot. I need to, in business, I want to get $100 million in assets under management. I want to be working with 50 clients. I need to be able to, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, get really specific. But here's the deal. All those ones that I just listed do nothing to motivate me.
Right.
They do for some people though. Those are qualitative specific metrics that you need to do. Now, what we're doing here, it's, you can call it whatever you want. If you follow Traction or the EOS model, which we do, these are called like your mission and your vision or your 10-year target, whatever you want to. If you're like the Google people, this is called like OKRs. It's objectives and key results. Mm. We've talked about this before as WHOOPE, which mm-hmm. is basically what's your wish and your hope. To lose weight, get in shape. Okay. What's the specific objective? Like, you need something specific there. You need to narrow it down to one thing so you know what to get. From there, what you need to do is break it down to these key measurable metrics. Let me back up. What we talked about there was quantitative ones. Mm-hmm. It was assets under management, yep. clients, yep. square footage, how many gallons of oil you're shipping. Those don't motivate me. It doesn't motivate my staff. We go qualitative. Mm-hmm. So you can't measure it, but it's super motivating, which is like, we are going to be the best damn gym in the world. Now, we don't know if we're going to get there or not. Yep. Some people do, which is like be the best restaurant in the world. That's actually voted on and people can actually say yes or no. Yep. But like, I am going to be the best damn dad in the world. Like, it can be qualitative like that. That's okay. But it's got to be something that fires you up, gets you out of bed when the alarm clock goes off. You're like, I'm not snoozing. I'm doing this. It's got to be a real like rallying cry. Mm-hmm. Then from there, as I'm talking, it's like, it's really simple. Like, you take this big, massive thing and just break it down. So we have this big, massive thing. To impact people in the world. So change the world, put a dent in the universe, whatever it might be, down to, we're gonna, do X number of widgets, dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. Then how are you gonna make that happen? So what are the things that you need to do in the next year to get yourself on track to make that happen? So what is your 1 year, this is smart, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound goals. I've talked about the pros and cons of goals on this podcast. For business, they can be completely within your control, so I'm all for them. In fitness, in like competitive athletics, not necessarily. I want to back squat 300 pounds. Like, I don't know if you can get that. Yep. For these, do you want to make it something that you can actually control? Yep. And we could argue about whether they should be safety or stretch goals. That's kind of outside the scope of this. Yep. But you should be able to hit 80% of the goals that you set. I think that as a corporation, you should have 3 to 5 goals. Individually, everyone in the business should have 3 to 5 goals. Mm-hmm. Now you have a lot of goals, but organizationally, there's less than 5, and individually, everyone has less than 5. From there, those goals get broken down into quarters, and quarters they seem like just like something that like the stock market created for quarterly earnings. They're sort of magical in terms of like landmarks.
Yeah.
You can hold your attention really well for 3 months, particularly if you have this big overarching thing you got to get done. And here's the magic of it. I'm going to ask you, this is where everyone misses. I'm going to ask you at the end of these 90 days, you schedule out, this is for business and for yourself, you have to do this as well. Yep. On your Google calendar, mark down ahead of time, right now, today, what those dates are and put quarterly check-in on those dates and then schedule out the hours in the day you're going to do that. and do not let anything take precedent over those. You're going to do these quarterly check-ins on those dates.
Mm-hmm.
This is the magic.
Mm-hmm.
This is the accountability that everyone else is missing when they make New Year's resolution goals. They start and they're going and they do it for 10 days. And the end of the year comes, they're like, I don't really even remember what they were.
Yeah.
Every single quarter, you're going to check in to see if you're tracking to hit your 1 year, and you can have different quarterlies along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you give me an example of some big high-arching thing that you want, that somebody might want to accomplish.
I'm trying to think of a question that somebody has sent or similar. Let's do a health-related one. How specific do you want it?
You tell me. You can be specific or big, and we'll all go up or down from there.
Let's do, I want to lose 15 pounds this year.
Okay. So the first question I would ask is why? Because that's mm-hmm. what you've created there yep. is you've created the metric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if that really gets you geared up or not. So why do you want to lose 15 pounds?
So now I'll just make somebody up. I want to lose 15 pounds because I want to feel more confident on the beach.
Why do you want to feel more confident on the beach?
This is fun.
Okay, let's
stop. I feel oddly personal, even though this is literally the opposite of me.
You want to gain 15 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I lose 15 pounds, I'm probably dead. Because I'm looking for a romantic partner.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. So now we're starting to get to something, yeah. right? This is actually a meaningful thing. Like yeah. you want more confidence. It's not about the 15 pounds. What you want to do is have more confidence, talking to a potential partner and those type of things. So now we're starting to get to a real why.
Got it.
Okay. And what we do is spend a little bit of time formulating that. So it resonates. It's mm-hmm. real. It's not something you have to look on a wall or look up. It is embedded in your brain as to what this most important thing is. Maybe we create a mantra out of it mm-hmm. or like a 3-word thing that all of a sudden this is something like,
How do you know when you've got the something? Is it just a feeling like that individual would be like, okay, now
you might not know. And we can okay. build, measure, learn, iterate. So we just kind of like you work with it. And like, is this something? Is this resonating? Okay, it's not. Let's just shift it, tweak it.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll go deeper or not. But what you need to do is at least go back a few dominoes, got right? it. You said, I want to lose 15 pounds. Yep. You don't want to lose 15 pounds. You could yep. care less about losing 15 yep. pounds. You want to find a romantic partner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you believe one of the vehicles to get there is losing 15 pounds, which mm-hmm. I'm not saying is the wrong thing.
Right.
But now we have the why right. behind that thing.
Got it. Okay.
Now we got 15 pounds. So we got two things now. Your big overarching thing, which will make it a little bit sexier and memorable. Then you have the specific metric, and we can maybe even make that more sexy, but mm-hmm. lose 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
From there, what we need to do is, okay, 15 pounds this year. What do we believe in the next nine are the things that you need to do in the next 90 days to get there?
Mm-hmm.
And let's put these completely inside your control. So these will not be lagging indicators. What I don't mean by that is like, you can't say I need to lose 5 pounds.
Yep.
What these need to be.
So in the next 90 days, I want to lose 5 pounds.
Okay. Got if it. You say that, I'm going to say no.
Got it.
That can't be it. Okay. What we need to do is we need to turn those into things that what is going to help you lose those.
Mm-hmm.
You can put those. So what Google would say is, okay, that's your objective, mm-hmm. lose 5 pounds. Now, what are the key results you need to make sure you hit to make sure you get the 5 pounds in the got quarter?
It. Yep.
So it might be things like, you tell me, what are things, if you want to lose 5 pounds the next quarter, what are things that you must do that are totally within your yeah. control?
I imagine stuff like no desserts or okay. no eating out maybe would be even a broader one.
Okay, so we got two there, no desserts.
Working out at some consistency.
Okay, so we got a few there, yep. right? Okay, so now let's take those three.
Yep.
No desserts, no eating out, and working out consistently. Yep. Let's make those super specific,
yep.
okay? Which is you're going to go to CrossFit 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You are only going to eat out once a week because you used to eat out every single night, yep. except for maybe one or two. And you're a dessert fiend. So no desserts except for Saturday nights.
Yep.
Okay. Now we have this thing. Every single week, we're going to check in. Now, this is either me with you as a coach yep. or a business partner or a team, or it's you with yourself yep. if you don't have this.
Yep.
And what you're going to do is every single week at the same time, you're going to go through and say, how did I do last week? And you're going to hold yourself accountable. It's amazing what that dopamine response of checking a box does for people.
Yeah.
It's amazing what the social pressure, if you can get an accountability buddy, what the social pressure is for you to go, no, I didn't do that this past week. Mm-hmm. It is amazing what that changes in people. This is the secret sauce. If you can get somebody where you have to answer to when they say, and it's as simple as this, I'm going to read off your weekly to-do. And you're going to say done or not done. Mm-hmm. Patrick, did you go to CrossFit gym 4 times last week? Mm-hmm. Done or not done? Mm-hmm. And you answer,
let's say done.
Great. Patrick, did you go out 1 or fewer times to dinner last week?
Not done.
Okay. Let's talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the last one, which is no desserts. Mm-hmm. Patrick, besides Saturday night, did you refrain from desserts the entire week?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So we're 2 for 3. You had that one miss. Talk to me about why we missed that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now he's like, now we're doing something. Now we're actually solving an issue. Yep. Now we get to get that root cause again. Yep. And you're not going to go like, it was just really tough.
Yep.
Okay. Why was it tough? Pull it back a few dominoes again. Yep. And we might find things like obstacles that we didn't realize. Someone's schedule is this, or they're not grocery shopping enough, mm-hmm. or we might find so many things. And now we're solving things along the way mm-hmm. to clear the obstacles, to allow you to yeah. achieve these things and become accountable on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. If you rinse, wash, repeat that process 12 times over a quarter, we get to the end of the quarter. I go, Patrick, did you lose the 5 pounds? Mm-hmm. You say yes or no. And again, if you say no, I go, okay, let's peel it back and discuss it. You say yes, it's great. Let's create the next set of mm-hmm. Accountability objectives for the next quarter. Yep. What we need to do is, I'm going to kind of recap this whole thing. The big, massive why, the specific, whatever that is you're chasing, 15 pounds, best dad in the world, qualitative or quantitative, the 1 year, for you, it's 15 pounds. Yep. From there, what are we gonna do this quarter? 5 pounds. Here's the key ways we're gonna get that. And then on a weekly basis, yes or no, yes or no, mm-hmm. yes or no. Mm-hmm. This is the secret to getting your business to move forward. Mm-hmm. This is the secret to getting your yearly goals, resolutions, to move the needle for you personally. You need to answer on a weekly basis if you're doing these things to achieve quarterly objectives that track up to your 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the key things in there that we didn't skip over, but we went through quickly is this. So if I tell you in that scenario that we just had, I think the no I said was eating out like once a week. So can you, because I feel like this is the part that gets really hard, which is this.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I think it's just I want to say improvisation of it, but that's not the right word. But the adjustment to like the recognition and then the adjusting to, and then going from there is so. Again, in this scenario, I went out 4 times. What would be the series of questions that you would ask me or ask the individual yeah. to get to what you said, like the root cause, such that we can then put something in place maybe that would mitigate the chances of it happening again next week.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So I mean, we could go through the exercise specifically for this, or we could talk more of a high level, but mm-hmm. essentially what you're doing is trying to ask yourself the questions to come back. So there was a domino that fell.
Yep.
And it shouldn't have fallen. We should have kept that domino up. It didn't just start with that domino.
Yeah.
Something happened before that.
Something was downstream.
So we need to ask is just have that conversation about like, okay, let's talk about the first time you went out. Yep. Like, were you planning on going out that mm-hmm. night?
Do you want to play the game?
Yeah, play. Okay, yeah. Were you planning on going out that night?
Let's go with no, but I had a friend who I haven't seen for a while and they wanted to hang out.
Okay. That makes total sense. And your friend seems like going out to eat seems like a natural social thing. Okay. So that's your one going out night. We allowed that. Mm-hmm. And then the next night, were you planning on going out that night?
No.
What happened?
There was no food in the house, so I had to go out to get something.
Okay. So now we're going to solve an issue. Like going out with your friends, no problem with that. Okay. But then if you said, no, another friend came, it was like, okay, what we need to do is you need to do better social planning. There's a thing there. Yep. Okay. We can't do these spur of the moment type things. Like how important is this to you? Is your social life more important than this? And we'll weigh and measure that. And maybe it is, it's not a big enough why. Yep. Like you'd actually, so we can figure that out. But as you said, there was no food in the house. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we've figured out one of the issues there. Now we root cause that. Mm-hmm. So should we go scheduling groceries into your calendar every day? Or is it type of thing you shop on Sundays? Yep. Is it the type of thing where on the way home from work, you need to stop by the market or whatever it might be. Yep. So we can solve
that. I think rooting the cause is the interesting part. And I think the part that, is the hard part, because it's easy to say, like, you know, I didn't do it this week. I sucked this week. Right. And then, the hard work of really going,
you missed something that you promised to yourself that you were going to do. What is the reason that happened? Mm-hmm. We can't just kind of go like, oh, didn't get to check the box. That sucks. You root it. And once you root it, and then you can figure out how to solve it. That'd be like saying like, man, I can't do double unders. Yep. And just kind of just accepting you can't do double unders. Yeah. Well, what would a good coach do?
Yep.
They would root the issue. Is it a technique issue? Is it a coordination issue? Is it a timing issue? Is it an endurance issue? Is it a stamina issue? Like, is it an equipment issue? Mm-hmm. Like, we would figure it out, and then we would help you solve it. Well, mm-hmm. this is the same thing that we need to take a little bit of ownership of ourselves, is like, don't just accept these failures, like, figure out what's causing them and then make the changes a few dominoes back.
How important is it to have and we can stick to the personal, because I think the business is the business end of it, or the athlete side is probably more common, but the personal stuff, whether it's health or starting mm-hmm. a business, any kind of solo effort, how important is it in your mind to have an accountability buddy, as you said? How much harder is it doing it completely solo versus if you were to just find that individual who you can sit down with and say, here are the things that I promised that I was going to do, and here are the things that I actually did?
I have no idea how to measure the differences between how much harder it is. I would say that I believe it's harder.
Yeah.
Because I believe the power, as I said, is in the peer pressure. Yep. It's you being accountable to somebody else, and you having to look at somebody in the eye, do this in person, and say, I didn't do that one. Yep. There is something about our, human beings being that tribal social animals, that we feel a responsibility to each other to follow through on our word.
Yep.
You said you were going to do this and you didn't. Particularly if you know that there's gonna be a conversation about it afterwards. Yep. It creates a lot of accountability along the way. Not saying you can't do it on your own. I do this on my own as well, which is I track this for all of these. I know. So we've talked about this before, but mm-hmm. I kind of break my life down into a few different categories. Before it was live, love, lead, learn, and leave a legacy, the five L's. Well, I've changed that to the four H's: humble, hungry, happy, and healthy. Yep. And family first. So I still have five, but,
Yes. F and four H's.
Yeah. So it's a FF, family first, and then the four H's behind it. Yeah.
I won't give you too much hard time for it.
It creates a lot. There's synergy across, like, those are the Bergeron family core values. Those are my business core values for every business I have. Humble, hungry, happy, are the core values. But yet I need to bring in family first as a guiding post for me personally. Inside of each of those, I have five things that I track on a weekly basis to make sure I'm tracking towards the life that I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, as you kind of said in the opening part of this, is, man, we could end up going a week without, or a month without calling mom. Like, that, it's amazing how things can kind of like just slip away. Now, that would feel horrific to me. So I want to make sure I'm tracking those things. Yeah. And one of the things I track for family first is call mom.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones in there is like be home by 6 o'clock mm-hmm. every day. No phone technology once I get home, family dinners, things like that.
Yep. And do you have a weekly review? Like, because you're doing this solo, how do you make sure that you are holding yourself accountable at least to yourself?
So I do it in a Google, I sound like a geek now, but, I do this in a Google spreadsheet that I created. Yep. I call it Groundwork. Yep. It's my personal scorecard. I have each one of those categories, and those categories, each one has how many times I'm supposed to do that per week. If I get it, I get 100% for that category. Yep. Each of those categories add up, so I get a score for each category.
Mm-hmm.
And then I add up the categories together, those five categories, and take the average of those, and I get a score for the week.
Yep.
So at the end of, I don't do it on Mondays, but on Tuesdays, because I don't do it over the weekend either. I've done it both ways, and I found that not tracking on the weekends actually allows me to live my life a little more like I want to.
Yep.
So I start tracking on Tuesday through Fridays, knowing that I'm tracking from what happened on Monday.
Got it. So you kind of catch up to yourself. Yep. And then, is it the case that there are some weeks where you look at it at the end of that week and you're like, oh, that was like, I didn't hit any of those, or I didn't hit many of them.
Yeah.
Or do you feel like you're in a place now where
no,
more often than not, you kind of you're successful in these places that you've decided that.
So, you know, there's times that I don't hit them at all. And there's a lot of times that like, I won't hit one. So like one of my things for happy is, meeting free Fridays. Yep.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
Don't have any meetings. I still coach my class. I still coach Katrin, but every other part of the day is left up for me to do the work that I want to do. Yep. I miss that one about 85% of the time.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it off the list because it's something I'm striving for. I do believe it's going to create what I want, which is ultimate fulfillment in my life. But I'm not good at it at all.
Yeah. And so have you gone through that process that we kind of use as the example of, you know, going out to eat?
Yep.
Like, okay, why didn't it happen this Friday? And is there something I can put in place to make sure their chances are better?
Yes.
Is there like how, like,
so what I found, so this is getting really granular, but this might help. What I found is, not enough people around me know that that's a protocol.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is actually institute this throughout all of my businesses. Yep. There are no meetings for anyone on Fridays. We, as a collective group, are doing meeting-free Fridays. Now, it makes sense. Like, if I believe this is a practice,
why shouldn't
everyone? Yeah, like, and
that's
now,
a great point.
Now I think I'm going to be a lot more successful. It's cool that we could talk about this one because I'm bringing this to my team this week.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, cool. Anything else on this topic worth hitting on or?
Yeah, I think there's a lot, but
enough for one day.
It's basically the bow tie on the thing is goals and how to achieve them.
Yep.
The idea is you have to break them down. It cannot just be one big massive goal. Mm-hmm. You must break them down in their tiny controllable steps. And then you must be accountable for them on a weekly, at worst 2 week basis. Mm-hmm. I think weekly is the most tangible, but like if you're like software, they do it in sprints, they do 2 week sprints.
Yep.
So they know how to do this as well.
Yep.
And track it on a micro level, week or 2 week, that tracks up to an objective quarterly that will get you to your 1 years.
Got it. Love it. All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll see everybody next week. You can get every episode of Chasing Excellence wherever you listen to your podcasts or on YouTube. Until next time, thank you for listening.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.